New York mornings are in good hands. Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. 710 WOR.
Well, Saturday, May 21st, tomorrow is Armed Forces Day, when we salute all of our veterans, all of the people who are keeping us safe in our beds, risking their lives. As I believe Rudyard Kipling once said, well, you sleep soundly at night, there are people out there who are keeping you safe. And that's our armed forces. We thought we'd bring in John Galina, the CEO of Purple Heart Homes. Now, Purple Heart Homes, it's a nonprofit that builds and repairs homes for veterans. Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you. Great to be here with you.
Happy to have you on. So tell us more about Purple Heart Homes. How many veterans are you helping build a house, buy a house, or repair a house?
Well, so on average, we help about 185 to 200 veterans a year to be able to have a safe, accessible home through one of our programs. And we're thrilled to do that. We do that all across the nation with a large percentage of our projects there in the New England states.
Now, how did you get involved in this, John? What was your story?
So essentially, I'm a combat wounded veteran. I served in Iraq in 2004. And when I come home, I was, saw a significant need. A lot of veterans were being helped that were coming out of the Iraq-Afghanistan wars, but there were a lot of veterans being left behind, older veterans from Vietnam and Korea and many of the wars in between. And so I said, hey, there's got to be a way that we can start a program that we can help those veterans be able to stay in their homes as well.
What are some of the struggles that veterans face? I've talked to some veterans groups over the years, and you'd think these people who are well-trained by the military, the United States military, that they would have an easy time finding jobs, but I guess some of them don't, and they can't afford the roof over their heads.
In a really strange economy that we find ourselves in, there's all types of challenges. Certainly employment's one of them, but many times certain injuries preclude you from being able to work. While you may get a disability pension, that may not be enough to cover a roof or a ramp or a bathroom remodel. Injuries and issues caused by Agent Orange alone cause amputations 30, 40, 50 years after their return home from combat. And being an older veteran may preclude them from getting assistance from many organizations, and the VA's backlog may not be able to provide the support in a timely manner. And that's where Purple Heart Homes comes in. We're able to respond to those needs more quickly and allow those veterans to stay in their homes.
Hey, John, is it more that you're adapting homes for people who may have injuries as opposed to building a home from scratch?
That is more of our focus. While we do build homes from scratch and we have a tiny home program and we do some mortgage assistance, the majority of our work is through home remodels and adaptations to allow a veteran to stay where they want to be.
Now, what's the best way if somebody wants to support your organization to get in touch with you guys to make donations?
Certainly through our website at phhusa.org, or you can just simply Google Purple Heart Homes and be able to contact us. Reach out through our contact us form. Let us know maybe what your specialty is. If you're a contractor, if you're do some type of trades work, we're always looking for partners. We work with many other organizations, both for-profit and non-for-profit, all across the nation. And ultimately, it's about building a bridge between the civilian community and the veteran community to allow the individuals within our communities a pathway to help those who serve them.
John, all I can say is, and we're on with John Galina, CEO of Purple Heart Homes, all I can say is God bless you, and just keep up the good work, pal.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Appreciate you all trying to help us get the word out some more. And we've got a backlog ourselves of over 800 veterans. Just to kind of illustrate some of the need and the change in the current market, last year we received just over 400 applications in 2021. And so far in 2022, we've received 500 applications this year.
Wow.
There is a tremendous amount of need out there. And, we can use everybody's support. There's a way for you to get involved. We just challenge people to reach out to us and find a way that you can be plugged in.
John Galina, CEO of Purple Heart Homes. Help them out, guys. Go to Purple Heart Homes USA.org. Make a donation for a good cause. Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. All right. News time from Noam Layden. Good morning, Noam.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Len. A monkeypox scare here in the city. A patient at Bellevue Hospital being evaluated for a possible case. But after a two-year pandemic with COVID, New Yorkers don't seem to be too concerned.
We've got masks in our back pocket. We're good at this. We know when, here it is. Like, you know, we're trained in this, but this is just one more scary thing.
Yeah, the illness rare outside of Africa, but there are currently six possible cases of monkeypox right here in the U.S. Mayor Adams testing out new technology that can detect when someone is carrying a weapon. It looks like a metal detector, but Mayor Adams says it's a little more advanced than that.
The new technology is needed because the overproliferation of guns and the sophistication that people are using to bring guns in school.
The technology being tested out at City Hall and a few other locations during a one-week pilot program. The hope is it could eventually be used down below in the subway system. Lawmakers in Albany have struck a deal to keep the city's speed camera program up and running. Three-year extension will allow for thousands of cameras in 750 school zones. It would also allow the cameras to be on 24 hours a day now, because now they must be shut off between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. An off-duty Ridgefield, Connecticut cop on administrative leave after allegedly shooting a beloved black bear to death. The mama bear, known to locals as Bobby, left behind two cubs after being gunned down on private property. She had ear tags, and she even had a social media following. Her orphan cubs, captured by wildlife officials, taken to a rehab center. It is illegal to kill bears in Connecticut, except in the case of self-defense. The Biden administration approving the first flights for Operation Fly Formula. It's gotten to that. The first shipment will come from Switzerland to Plainfield, Indiana. The White House says the shipments will transport up to 1.5 million 8-ounce bottles worth of three different formulas. In a war of words between two of the best coaches in college football, legendary Alabama coach Nick Saban has accused Texas A&M of using his name, image, and likeness to buy players.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
Yeah, that's the Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher, who's really mad that those allegations are made. Fisher called Saban a narcissist, and he denies ever buying any players for his team.
I think Saban may have called and apologized. I mean, I think he had to. I mean, anyway, yeah, that's quite a fiasco.
He is a narcissist. He does.
Well, yeah. There are a lot of people that don't like him, but then again, he's very successful. Maybe that's one of the reasons they don't like him.
All right, that's it, Noam?
That is it. Yeah, I'm done.
Usually we like a finally, so we know that you're wrapping up there.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I figured you might be able to just figure it out without using the
Yeah, I was able finally. To, but yeah.
Hey, Noam, can you send me the tag team trivia questions?
Sure. Bartlett, what's your email address?
mriedler1 okay. at gmail.com. Bartlett gmail.com. Usually sends them to me at this time, so just send them along. So thanks. All right, coming up next, it's Open Phones Friday. Give us a call, 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. Whatever is on your mind, we want to hear from you. What do you guys think about monkeypox? Are you scared about that? How about the Mets? More injuries there. Are you a Len Berman fan?
Sure. We got at least two of those.
Maybe you have a trivia question for us as kind of a warm-up to tag team trivia.
Yeah.
800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Open phones Friday coming up next.
Especially if you know Angel, the Lyft driver from New Jersey, definitely give us a call.
Oh, yeah, right.
Saved Natalie and his daughter yesterday. Come on, Angel. We want to hear from you. Hey, with inflation at 40-year highs, you need to protect your wealth, and you need to do it now. If you have $50,000 or more in your IRA, 401k, or any other retirement savings, it's obvious your money could be at risk. You don't have many options, but you can protect your money with physical gold or silver. All you have to do is call my friends at Gold Co. at 855-512-GOLD. Gold Co. has been in business for over a decade. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They have helped their customers place nearly $1 billion in precious metals. Gold Co. is the company that my fellow WOR host Sean Hannity and I recommend to our audiences, friends, and family for gold and silver. Call 855-512-GOLD to get a free gold IRA kit to see how thousands of retirees are protecting their retirement savings with gold and silver, and how many are getting $10,000 or more in free silver just for doing it. Call 855-512-GOLD and see if you qualify.